you gonna do? What you gonna say? You're gay, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay. What you gonna do? What you gonna say? You're gay, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay. What you gonna do? What you gonna say? You're gay, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay. What you gonna do? What you gonna say? Dallas Gay Pod, digitally enhanced so you can skip the boring shit, can be found online at dallasgaypod.com. Call us on our listener line at 206-426-1533. Email us at contact@dallasgaypod.com. Facebook us, Twitter, all the above. Check us out online at dallasgaypod.com. And now here's Captain and Fonda.
About this Lady Gaga bullshit. Do you know her, right?
I know who she is. I know the gays, a lot of gays, they love the Lady Gaga, but I'm just so over her. I'm tired of her.
Well, honey, they're saying that she ripped off her look from some Irish pop star, Rosin Murphy?
I'm not familiar with her.
Anyways, there is a side-by-side photo of this Irish pop star, Miss Murphy, and quote, to quote Miss Murphy, she said, "Lady Gaga is just a poor imitation of me. She's copied my style." And, looking at the photos side by side, I'll have to post pictures of these things. It's almost identical. They look like the one and the same. And then, of course, there's... Go ahead.
No, I don't understand why artists and celebrities do these kind of things, like when they sample something from a song and they say they don't, well, then it becomes a big hit. Like, people aren't going to find out. People aren't going to figure out that you steal from someone else, whether it be their look, their style, their music, or whatever. Man, yeah. That's just stupid. It's like when you meet someone online and they send you a picture that's 10 years old and they want to meet you for coffee. Like, you're not going to figure out, yeah, the picture you sent me was 50 pounds ago and 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Stupid.
It's pretty dumb. People. But so that's going on there. This is actually pretty funny. I'm going to actually refill my cocktail, but I want to play this clip of Hillary Clinton throwing down. I actually really, really like this response. And I guess there was some actually mistranslation. The guy, the reporter did not mean the question the way that the translator translated it. But mm-hmm. I loved her response, and I thought if I was in her shoes, I would have scratched his eyeballs out with my nails. So listen to this, and I'll be right back.
What does Mr. Clinton think through the mouth of Mrs. Clinton? And what does Mr. Mutombo think on this situation? Thank you very much.
You want me to tell you what my husband thinks? My husband is not the Secretary of State. I am. So you ask my opinion, I will tell you my opinion. I'm not going to be channeling my husband.
Snap, crackle, pop.
You go, Miss Hillary.
That was funny. Apparently, the guy, the reporter, is from some little province where women are not viewed as equal. And so Hillary took that, his comment, as stating that the guy was overlooking her own opinions and her own views, and obviously took, you know, much needed offense to the question that was given. However, it later came out that it was mistranslated, that is not exactly what he meant, which is kind of funny. But, and actually at the end, there's a longer video that shows her and the reporter get up, shake hands, and smiles on the faces. So, but that was, you know, if that's the way the question came out, I mean, that's pretty, you know, I had to flip my wig too, honey. Speaking of flipping my wig, so Miss Jazana Stranger is going to be making an appearance in San Diego tomorrow.
What?
Miss Jazana Stranger is going to be making an appearance.
I know, I was doing that for effect.
What?
Like, do tell, really?
I am going to be making an appearance, and by I mean Jazana Stranger is going to be making an appearance at Moe's tomorrow night at 8 p.m. I will be joining Miss Celeste W. Starr, and we are going to be hitting up a few of the local establishments, probably mostly Moe's, and spreading our lovely lady lips all over San Diego. So I'm hoping, number one, not to get kicked out or banned from any bar, and number two, to get my name out there. Be seen, honey. See and be seen. I just don't know what Jizana's going to wear. That's where I'm at now. I'm trying to figure out, do I wear something that I've already worn before, or should I go early and try to find, like, something new? I don't know.
Well, there's no shame in rotating an outfit if it's a good outfit.
I suppose.
There's no shame in
that.
What
are you clicking on over there?
I was just looking at something. I'm listening, though. I was looking at those pictures.
Of what?
That you were talking about, Lady Gaga.
Oh, did you see them?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I could see where she maybe copied it a little bit, yeah.
Well, and then there was another...
Tried to make it her own.
There was another report out saying that, like, the bitch is broke due to her excessive spending for her shows and her costumes. So, you know, I don't know.
Well, and she's got an entourage and the whole bit, too, so...
Yeah. It's quite interesting. There's a new condom coming out called a molecular condom, and it's claiming to prevent the transmission of AIDS. This new molecular liquid condom has been developed that would prevent the transmission of AIDS during intercourse. The condom consists of a vaginal gel that turns semi-solid in the presence of sperm, trapping the AIDS virus, which is a little weird. Twilight.
That is really weird.
Yes. Twilight has inspired clothesline and greeting cards. Now Mattel is launching two new Barbie dolls, Edward Cullen and Bella Swan. Sadly, Edward's doll does not do his steamy sex appeal justice. I don't know what this has to do with the fucking condom. This is all in the same story as the condom. That's
dumb. I don't know. I don't get that either.
Okay, anyway, so there's a new molecular condom coming out. It was reported in Medical News Today, and that's the deal. It's supposed to turn semi-solid. The gel turns into a semi-solid in the vagina in the presence of sperm, thus trapping the sperm and the AIDS virus in the solid. And then I guess you, like, pick it out with an ice pick. I don't know. I don't know how you get it out of your vagina. You pee it out.
I don't know.
I don't know. It doesn't go into great detail, but keep your eyes
no,
out for
No, because
that.
We don't pee out of our vag hole. We pee out of our pee hole.
Really?
Yeah. We've got a little urethra.
And the interesting thing
just
is
separate.
How is that going to work for men? I mean, gay men. I mean, it says it's a gel. The condom consists of vaginal gel. Oh, maybe the gel's on the condom, and in the vagina, it turns into a semi-solid. Ooh, that sounds complicated.
That sounds like a whole lot of shit going on down there. I don't know how comfortable I'd be with all that happening.
Honey, did we talk in a recent podcast about the Walk of Shame? Making the Walk of Shame less shameful.
I don't know that we did.
Well, let's talk about it, honey. Can you remember?
Well,
can you,
I have a.
You got
I,
a story?
I have a funny. Yes.
Go. Let's hear it.
Well, as I was saying earlier, we went to the burlesque thing this weekend. Well, one of the little Dallas burlesque girls. She's real sweet. Her name. Oh, what is her burlesque name? Bubbles Von something. Bubbles
Looks
Von
like
Bon Bon.
Queen,
I think
honey.
Is her name. Honey, burlesque is the original drag, okay?
Okay.
So anyway, she, after the performance, she and her little gay boy came to the Grapevine and had drinks with us. And then we had a little after party back over here. Everybody came over here. And she got a little tipsy, so she had to spend the night. So was me and Erin Gobralis and Benny Atchison, which is another burly girl. Her friend from Austin came up. and Ms. Bubbles. We were all staying here in my place.
Bubbles.
And Benny slept on the couch. So me and Aaron and Bubbles slept. Shut up. We all slept in my bed. Well, little Miss Bubbles weighs maybe 102 pounds. Little tiny thing. So anyway, the next morning we get up. She has to leave because she's going on a road trip with her mom to Arkansas. And she's like, how do I get out of here and back to where I live at Fitchu and Cole and blah, blah, blah. So I said, well, I'll walk you out, because she'd parked out front. Well, I throw on a sundress. She's got on her little slinky dress from the night before. I'm wearing house shoes. She's carrying her shoes in her hand. Our hair's a mess. Makeup's all over our face. We both look like hell. And go out front to show her how to get out. And that lady that lives upstairs with all the Chinese Cresteds, you know who I'm talking about? She's out front with all her dogs. I walk her out there, and she's just looking at us. It's 8:30, and I'm telling her how to get out. She goes, oh, okay. She goes, well, make sure you get my number from Aaron. She says, I want to do this again.
Oh.
I was like, okay. She goes, I had fun. I said, I did too, honey. I said, bye. And I look at my neighbors just looking at me like, mm-hmm.
I bet you did.
So that was my funny walk of shame.
That is funny.
But there was no shame to be had.
Well, I've got one from a listener who wrote in that said, this evening we were fooling around and I'm standing, but not I'm straddling him, but no actual intercourse. All of a sudden, oh my God, I can't even write this. I felt some sort of warm liquid under me. I don't know what the fuck happened. There seriously was no warning whatsoever, but somehow my body released runny, watery, disgusting liquid shit. Not a lot, but definitely enough. Again, no signs of it coming on. No stomach gurgling, no slipped fart, nada. Just straight up liquid shit. I stopped immediately, hopped in the shower, and wanted to curl up and disappear. He was actually very polite and understanding about it. I want to know, how the hell did this happen? Why was there no warning? I'm so disgusted and humiliated that I don't even know if I can have the courage to see him ever again. That's pretty fucking embarrassing. Oh, wait, we were talking about the walk of shame, weren't we?
Yeah, I was wondering where the walk of shame was coming, but we're already talking about the shit.
So, I mean, I've had some shit escape me from time to time.
All I could figure out is you got some little buggy bug up there, and it just, those things don't, they're not kind.
No warning, no nothing. It just right out.
I guess.
That's quite interesting.
It's never happened to me.
Well.
That's the only thing I can equate it to, is that she had a little virus or something.
You've never sharted?
No.
No sharting.
Maybe when I was a child.
Huh. Hold the line. Well, all right. Let's get back to this whole walk of shame thing. So that's your story, huh?
Okay. I have to take this call.
Oh, God.
Hold on. Hello?
Some people don't take the show very seriously.
Hey, hang on. What's up?
Make us suffer.
I'm what? Shit. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of my good friends, I told you, she works for a upscale design house for furniture. I mean, like, their couches are like $10,000 and $20,000. Anyway, they're having a big open house thing with the designers and stuff there, and it's Bacardi's going to be out doing drinks and food, and they have a DJ, so we have to go give love tonight. So that's why I had to take the call. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And scene.
So I have some, I don't know when I've had any walk of shames. Most of mine have been pretty normal. Like, you could get by with just walking out and then nothing being like super embarrassing. I have been to a place before where the roommate was home and you try to sneak out without being seen by the roommate. That's been kind of awkward before. Which is why when I was a single lady being a little whore, I would, if I had a roommate or was not home alone, I would never hook up at my house. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't want to. You, though, on the other hand, had no problems hooking up with your roommate's home.
No. I only had one roommate. So, no, I didn't have any trouble with that one.
Well, I was there a few times when you had boys over punching your kid.
Oh, yeah. But so, you always met them before.
Maybe. Speaking
you
of,
you always met them.
Oh yeah. Speaking of hookups, any more with the guy who likes to have sex with transsexuals?
Can we not talk about that? Really, oh, seriously.
Only you and I know about it, honey.
I know, but he's been known to listen.
Oh, well, there might be more than one.
Honey.
Well, can I poll people? Can I poll people and say,
you're just going to talk about this anyway, and you're going to get me in trouble.
I'm not going to get you in trouble. I found out on my own.
How?
I just want to know if people know, if people know straight guys who like to hook up with transsexuals. What? You're making
Nothing. You do this to me all the time. I'll say, you know, tell you something. I go, I don't want to talk about it on the podcast. And you'll go, whoa. That's why I've learned quit telling you some shit.
I found out before you told me, honey. I found out before you told me.
Well, I can't.
I've got very bug-galicious ears. I can hear things a mile away.
Well, I can't add anything to it.
Are you interested?
I'm not, but I don't have, no, I'm not interested. Oh, no. No.
All right.
But
so,
I have nothing to add anyway because I've not
seen it. Well, then tell us an embarrassing
it.
Sex story. Go back to my embarrassing sex story that I just read to you. Do you have anything to top that?
Honey, I've told all my embarrassing sex stories.
You hadn't had anything recent? Like, I don't know.
No.
Having sex with your Captain Cox on the couch in the living room? After a hard night of drinking?
No. When did that happen?
Oh, about 2 weeks ago.
Who did I have sex with?
Oh, that's right. He only masturbated you.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Right there. Right there. Oh, yeah.
You can shut up now.
Okay, moving on. Well, come on. You want to talk
about... I haven't had any.
You want to talk about dirty words?
What the fuck you want to talk about?
What are the worst words that you don't like to hear or say?
Well, probably GD.
Well, that's not gross. We're talking about, like, ickiness, like, disgusting words.
Oh, gross.
Like, moistness.
Oh, that word doesn't bother me.
Agenda.
Agenda? Why is agenda dirty?
Cut lips.
Cut lips?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that dirty?
It just sounds dirty.
Well, I tell you the one that I like dirty words. Calling a girl a cunt, he says, oh my God, she's such a gash.
Yeah, I like that one. What about panty?
I like the word panty.
Slacks.
I don't really care for the word labia.
What about vaginal?
Vagina is okay, but vaginal I don't care for.
Scrotum.
I just started to say scrote. I don't really care for that.
Yeast.
Yeast? That makes me think of bread.
It doesn't make you think of the yeast infection you had in your kumquat last weekend?
No, it makes a fat girl think of bread and beer.
Fluid.
Ejaculate.
Yolk.
I feel like we're on Password.
Painterly.
Spooch.
Obnoxious. Raw. I don't know about raw.
Meat curtains.
How about snout?
How about snatch?
Coitus.
Coitus?
Coitus.
You mean coitus?
That's what I said.
I was like, oh, we're having an earthquakeus.
That's what I said, honey.
Cunnilingus.
Okay, I'm
fallatio.
Done. I'm done with that. Well, let's wrap up this episode with how to convince your straight friends to put things up their butts.
But before we go on from the dirty words, you met my father.
Mm-hmm.
Who you loved. My father says that...
You speak of him as if he's dead, honey. He's still alive.
Oh, yeah. His birthday's next week. He'll be 79.
Email me his address. I'm going to mail him a card.
I will. I will. His birthday is next Wednesday. No, but he always used to, and it's one of Aaron or Anita's favorite things that my father does. He'll say, you know what's the most disgusting word in the world?
In the world.
She'll go, what? In the world. He says, snot. He goes, it's just nasty sounding. It's nasty. Just snot. So that's my dad's grossest word.
I'm snot. Glad you were able to speak for him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So let's get to
Lord
this.
Let's
get to the how do you convince your straight friends to put things up their bums. So as a girl.
Well, first off, I wouldn't really want to be with someone who that was their hobby, to be honest with you.
Well, let's, you know what we should do? We should, like, when you go out tonight, you should, like, survey the straight boys. Like, Ben. You should have Ben call the listener line and leave a voicemail telling us, number one, has he ever inserted anything up his anus for pleasure or otherwise?
Yeah, he'd probably be the only one I could ask because he's about my only straight male friend that I have.
Okay, so ask Ben. Tell him Captain Cox wants to know about that, and then tell him to call in. Oh, you know what? We need to call our listener line. I don't know that we still have it.
Yeah, since nobody fucking uses it.
What is it, 206-426-1533?
I guess. My phone's not here, so.
Oh, honey, I hope we still have it.
I think...
Thanks for calling Dallas Gay Pod. Please leave us your message.
Yay!
Oh, just barely. Saved by the dial, honey. Saved by the dial. 206-426-1533.
Please call it. Use it. We have it there for you.
Exactly. So, basically what I have to say about this is that I think a lot of straight men have been enticed or just, you know, curiosity got the cat, as they say, or got the bum, and put, like, things up their butts. So... let me just break it down for you. Don't listen to what the gay pornos have to tell you about seducing your straight male friends. They'll give you such horrible ideals, such as telling stories about bellhops blowing you or putting your dick in the bottom of a popcorn bag at the movies. All you actually need to do is threaten them with their own health. And what I mean by that is that medical research now suggests that... relieving the prostate of fluid buildup can actually help prevent cancer. Since most guys that I know aren't dying to have prostate cancer, it might help to share this article, which I'm going to post on DallasGayPod.com, with all the straight dudes in your life. You may also want to have a spare ID lube, male G-spot stimulator handy, just in case he needs help with the process. That's what friends are for, right? So,
absolutely.
Basically, what's going on is there's this new report out, and it's stating, I mean, it kind of makes it sound like a dog. You know how dogs go and get their ass squeezed? Get those little anal glandular gland squeezed. But if you're an American man, you are more likely to have cancer in your prostate than in any part of you. It's also more than likely to kill you than any other form of cancer if you got cancer. Oh, and then there's the extra bonus of 35% higher chance of your prostate going sour than your girlfriend or your fag hag getting breast cancer. So that's quite stunning. Those facts are quite stunning, being a man, being straight or gay, whatever. But in fact, if you are literally a bummer, which is, you know what a bummer is, right?
Yeah.
What does that mean, Pam?
Well, I don't know. You need to hurry because I'm about to pee.
A bummer is British. It's a British word for...
well, for your butt. A bum is your butt.
A bummer is British for homosexual. Come on, Fonda.
I never heard bummer. I heard poof.
No, look it up in the Urban Dictionary. A bummer is the British word for homosexual. If you are homosexual, you are more likely than the straight guy to avoid dying from prostate cancer. Want to know why? Well, I just told you. Over the last 5 years,
you squeeze it.
Yes, honey. Over the last 5 years, prostate milking has exploded in popularity within the queer and the BDSM scenes. I still don't know what BDSM stands for, but I know it's kinky and involves leather, straps, and whips. But draining the little fella up your bum involves getting something stimulating stuck up your bum and jiggling it, jiggling the walnut-sized prostate sac until it gets so excited that it makes you involuntarily secrete a dollop of seminal fluid. P.S. Why can't I stop laughing every time I read that sentence? I don't know. But a dollop of seminal fluid is pretty fucking funny. So, as you can see, now there's evidence that being a homosexual is actually a beneficial thing for your health. It's actually good now to be taking up the ass, to be able to secrete that dollop of seminal fluid.
So a spoonful of semen keeps the cancer away.
So as fun as shooting your wad without even fiddling with your dick might sound, getting over the whole finger in your asshole bit has kept milking mainly confined to gays, especially the fisting fetish among them. But with increasing medical evidence showing that relieving the prostate of fluid buildups, coupled with regular checkups, obviously, can help prevent the big C word, and I don't mean cunt, honey.
Cancer.
I think all the straight dudes need to start shoving shit up their assholes, and they need to go to their gay pals, their gay friends, their gay compadres for assistance, because we can show you how it's done, honey.
I bet you could. So, trash.
And, ask any straight man, would you rather stick something up your ass or die from cancer? You tell me. It's your choice.
Make it.
So you done, mommy? Right. You gotta go pee?
Yes, I do. I'm dancing.
You sure you don't want to talk about the 10 things that should never go in your asshole?
Well, you can talk about them while I go pee if you want.
I'm almost done. I'm almost done, honey. Hold on, honey.
I just swear to God, you...
Hold on. Oh. So we need to go to votedrew.com, VOTEDREW.com. He's running for Palm Springs City Council. He's hot. He's good looking. He's very nice. He's gay and he's conservative. So go to votedrew.com. Also coming up, I'm almost done. I am on the host committee for Miss Pat Bates. We are doing a night, Hollywood Nights Gala, emphasis on gala, Wednesday, August 26th. The gala starts at 5:30 and goes to 7:30, and then 7:30 to close is the Dueling Pianos. This is being hosted at the Derby Mission Viejo, and tomorrow night, Tizana Stranger's going out in San Diego. You got anything coming up, honey?
My birthday in October.
Birthday
going to Vegas. We'll talk about that later because I've got to pee, folks.
And Captain has to say that.
Okay, I am going to pee. You keep talking. You go ahead. I gotta pee.
This is Dallas Gay Pod.
Chill Martinez and a warm fuzzy buzz. Good night, y'all. Gotta pee. Bye.
Found at www.dallasgaypod.com. Thanks for listening, downloading. Check us out. Call us. Leave us a voicemail. 206-426-1533, and you can also contact us at contact@dallasgaypod.com. And with that, that's all she wrote, folks. Have a good night. Thanks for listening and downloading. Sorry, this was an hour. You can listen it in two parts. Ta-da! Waving at the cars. We took turns naming all the stars. She was probably waiting. Yeah, thank you. Kind of horrible. I know.
So we were just talking about period panic. With Ted and Shane, you formed a circle. Hoping I would just come home. Crying every time I